We've known that the parking issue was kind of coming.
That's Shannon Campbell, the Town of Hillsborough's Planning and Economic Development Manager.
We were planning to do a parking study in 2020, and then obviously COVID happened, so there wasn't a whole lot of activity in downtown in late 2020 to be able to do an effective parking study. But now that we're seeing a full recovery again, we're having some complaints about the lack of available parking and the turnover of the parking down there.
Some of those complaints came from a recent check-in town staff held with downtown and West Hillsborough business owners in January. In addition to safety concerns, the group raised examples of not having enough parking for patrons in the public deck off Nash and Colick Street or along roads. A parking study could help Hillsborough identify the exact amount of parking spaces available, as well as just how much traffic uses public spaces in town at any given time, and what strategies to use for peak parking hours or special events. Campbell said staff is preparing to search for a consultant to conduct the study and hopes to partner with groups like the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carborough Metropolitan Planning Organization to help secure funding for the project. Town Commissioner Matt Hughes told 97.9 The Hill that such a resource could be valuable for the local government as it makes decisions about the future for all Hillsborough.
That's going to look at, you know, not just the availability of parking in downtown, but look at public and private lots and really take a comprehensive view that includes some business areas in the north side of town, in West Hillsborough, as well as downtown. So that should be a very helpful document to really help us plan where we need to put parking, if we need additional parking, and how is it currently being used.
Hughes pointed to one recent addition of public parking the town facilitated to both add more spots and to accommodate people who took the liberty of claiming space along the street.
We have actually created additional spaces in downtown by really just using existing roadway that was very wide and people were already illegally parking along King Street in particular. So that goes all the way up to Housel Street now, where there is striped parking, and then you can also, you know, park there and walk and enjoy the community. So we've gotten creative in that, and DOT gave us the permission, which was even better.
In the meantime, Campbell told the town board some short-term ways staff are hoping to ease downtown stakeholders' concerns. One way is that staff will suggest good practices to businesses having parking problems and see if those make a difference.
And a lot of that's educating the businesses. Like, if you want there to be parking for your patrons, you and your employees can't park in all the prime parking, and trying to get them to park their folks over in the deck versus on street.
You can watch the full parking report shared by Hillsborough town staff during Monday's work session by visiting chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.